Hi, I'm Joel Smades. I grew up in the church, hearing many different times that Jesus was God and that he died on the cross for the world's sins. Without examining these statements, I, in my own childlike way, believe them. I was a difficult child. In many ways, I was rebellious. In other ways, I was just odd. Regardless, my behavior drew the ire of classmates, teachers, and even a principal or two. I was bullied by kids, beat up, made fun of, and even accused of being not all there. But I was well aware. Even at this young age, I had a notion about the universality of sin. As it says in Genesis 6:5, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of mankind was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually." I knew this about myself, and I knew that others were just like me, human. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But rather than turning to repentance, which I did not fully understand, I turned to a years-long hatred of other people. Yes, I hated the world, but in a self-righteous way. Yes, I hated the evil in others, but in a hypocritical way. I was bitter and spiteful, and most mind-numbing of all, prideful. I thought I was better than everyone, and in some way, I wanted to get back at them for all the wrongs they did to me. So I carried this idol with me for many years. I continued this course into my late teens. Though I went to church 3 times a week, I paid little attention, always investing myself in my own personal interest. Though these things were my future, these were always my hope, to someday be successful at this or that passing obsession, as if it was some ticket to prove the world just how valuable I was. Though I thought so highly of myself, I couldn't save myself. As Peter states in Acts 4:12, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. I put all my faith in myself, and whenever something I did didn't work, who did I have to fall back on? Myself? Inevitably, I was hopeless, and with hopelessness came depression. At times, I wished I could just fall over and die. One day during my senior year, I was as miserable as I had ever been. I wanted to get out of school so bad that day that I faked sick in class so my mom would take me home. So she did. She could tell something was wrong with me, and we started to talk. At the time, I didn't realize how significant this day would be, so I remember it poorly. But somehow the topic of sin and guilt came up in our discussion, and I was deeply convicted. My mom prayed with me, and I cried out to Jesus for forgiveness. I knew he could forgive sins, and I felt this great weight come off of me. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. Inexplicably, over the remaining school year, I was happy, and I had this strange curiosity in Christianity. What was this thing I grew up into all about? I thought, who really was Jesus? I had many, many questions. I began reading articles and watching shows like Ray Comfort's Way of the Master. One article led to another, to another, to another. The more I read, the more I believed. Now I can say, as Peter said to our Lord in John 6:6-8, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." In contrast with my own self-exalting pride, 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." In contrast with the loveless, vengeful person that I was, Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." In my sinful state, I deserved hell. But in contrast to me, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "Of my perfect God, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." In contrast of my hatred of others, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." When mankind fell into sin, the relationship between God and man was broken. When Christ was on the cross, he paid the debt we owed for our sins. Because God is perfectly good, he must punish sin, or else he would be unjust. But now, by the atoning work of Christ, our broken relationship with God can be restored. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." For too many years, I didn't consider being officially baptized because I was baptized when I was a kid, and admittedly, I thought little about it. But now I feel convicted to be obedient to my Lord's command in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."